Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've come to the show Edge of Truth. My name is Will Gable, along with Sharon Quinn. She'll be in a little bit later in the show. Happy to have all of you again with us here on the first week of the new year. Our guest call-in number is 619-789-4304, 619-789-4304, and we also have our chat room open. Bring any ideas, questions, or opinions there. We're watching that the whole show again. Guest call-in number 619-789-4304. So kind of following along from last week's show, we were kind of getting into, we'll call it a New Year's perspective. And so our show today is your ego's habitual survival agenda obstructing your higher self awakening? So in considering that, a lot of people would look at that as they really don't understand that their survival agenda, which is basically what most people are involved in here in the sense of work, having kids, paying the rent, buying food, all that basically is your survival agenda. And a lot of people very easily get habituated to that agenda. And so in doing that, it's a kind of a revolving door of the same thing every day. Just keep doing the same thing over and over again. So in looking at it that way, you know, you get the old cliche of, you know, we're just a creature of habit. So in looking at it in that sense, that's a belief structure. Okay, and we've talked for years here about belief structures and how they kind of dumb you down because you never go beyond them. And so the person gets pretty much stuck in their own rut of their own belief structures of they're not going to go any higher, say financially, or they're never going to get married again, whatever it may be. This pretty much keeps them stuck in their habitual survival agenda. I call it habitual familiarity. So, you know, it goes all the way back to the conditioning from your family, the institutions you were brought up in, school-wise, some of the higher level, you know, college, all that, if you want to call that a higher level learning. Basically, though, all of that was to formulate your approach as to how you're going to survive in the world. How are you going to survive in a professional job, potentially, or you're not going to be necessarily a professional in the executive sense of the word, but you're going to stay in the workaday world, which is fine. You know, we all have a contribution to bring to this whole melting pot of keeping the whole thing in a functional sense so that there is a base for us to survive from. We've pretty much, we'll call it, conquered the hard cycle of the earth. And so in doing that, now we've become very technologically advanced. And some of it's really, we're not really ready for. Now, some of the new stuff coming up is really going to test our spirituality, our consciousness and awareness as to how we're going to handle it. Because in this habitual framework, we'll call it, of the ego and its survival, everybody's been conditioned to convenience, entertainment, and pleasure. I call it SEP. So you get into the convenience end of it, and especially the entertainment and the pleasure end of it. Boy, if the, we'll say the animal self in the human gets habituated to that, it's really hard for people to come out of that trance, because it's, you know, we got car, we drive around, no big deal. It's easy to drive it, get your gas, go get your favorite food, go to the movies, whatever you're going to do. It all fits the bill. And so in doing this, the habitual sense becomes even more entrenched. And so this really gets us to where we're not even looking for anything outside of it. It's the only thing that's going. Now, a little bit this gets into Sharon Quinn's books here, The Preface to Your Eternity, The Big If in Life, and Tango with the Divine. And she especially emphasizes here, we'll call it the Maslow Pyramid, Abraham Maslow, in the sense of this pyramidical ascent to self-actualization, or to come into, you've achieved everything that you wanted to achieve. You've had good education, good parents, potentially good marriage, kids, you're highly successful in your profession, and it doesn't matter what that might be. Okay, so if you've reached that, we'll call it that pinnacle, you know, a lot of people don't know what to do with themselves after that, because that's still, you're still kind of in a revolving door of ambition and achievement, and this tends to keep you in that cycle, which is within, we'll call it the Maslow pyramid of self-actualization. So let's say you come to this ultimate achievement end of the things of self-actualization, and now you don't know what to do. You know, you've been caught in that whole achievement survival loop the whole time and really didn't know it, because even from when we're born throughout our existence, there is this nature's, we'll call it, structure and help to keep us in a survival mode. This is very aligned with the limbic reptilian brain, amygdala, fight and fear agendas. And, you know, are we afraid of that stick on the road, or is it just a stick on the road, or is it really a snake? All those things are okay. I mean, they help us to keep going, keep us out of danger in certain situations. And yet, we keep moving on into this self-inquiry of this mechanism from nature, which is extremely powerful, by the way, if you just look around. Again, our whole existence is based on that survival agenda. It doesn't matter if it's intellectual, professional, business, whatever, executive, it's all the same thing. It just takes on some of these characteristics of more convenience, more entertainment, and more pleasure. Okay, so it's just like we go numb within that framework, and it's not, we're not able to get beyond it, because it's so gratifying. And, you know, it's okay. It is gratifying. That's fine. You've put a lot of time and effort into it and got out of it whatever it is you wanted to get out of it. So our show today is talking a little bit to get beyond this. How is there a beyond this? It's like the self-actualization pinnacle of the Maslow's pyramid there is to come to that self-actualized place of highest achievement. And, you know, according to Maslow, in a general sense, that was the highest that humans can do in the pyramidical aspect that he kind of portrayed there, which I read earlier in the early 70s. He'd put out a new edition of it. Pretty interesting. So, again, Sharon's books are Preface to Your Eternity, Big If in Life, and Tango with the Divine. And these help you kind of look into this next step that we're talking about here of where's the glass ceiling beyond self-actualization? Because a lot of people, it looks like, just get rid of it. They just snuff themselves after a certain arena there because there's nothing, they can't see themselves doing anything else but what they've been doing. Okay, and this is that habitual aspect. So they look, maybe, you know, start a new enterprise, this and that. That's fine. You know, it's still the same routine. So a lot of the spiritual disciplines talk about getting rid of the ego, self-inquiry into the ego. The ego is a horrible thing. Well, we need the ego and the survival aspects of it to be here in a survival sense, since we have our physical body, mental body. So in order to, say, get beyond this, because you say a person's become very stymied in their ambition ascent protocols there, that she, that's just, you know, this is kind of somewhat laid out here, especially in this country, you know, and hit that pinnacle situation for yourself and everything's going to be fine, you're going to be happy and healthy and all that. The deal is that if you didn't take care of yourself along the way, you're not necessarily going to be healthy, which is kind of a support for being somewhat relatively happy. And so in looking at it that way, let's say, you know, you've gotten to this pinnacle point, things are looking good financially, family's still together, all that. Now what are you going to do? Because a lot of people talk about, they don't know what they're going to do. To me, this is where you have an opportunity to get into what has been talked about in the spiritual disciplines over the millenniums, you know, get into self-inquiry. What is the self that we're really being motivated by? The ego and the survival agendas. We were being motivated by it because it was online from nature. Nature, obviously, is pretty powerful, and we really don't even understand nature. But in doing self-inquiry, we can at least start an attempt to go inward instead of everything being outward and ambition and culminating power or culminating things or money or whatever. You know, that should be the opportunity for us to step beyond the self-actualization agenda into self-realization, or, you know, what is this self that's even realized what it's got, what it's now needing to look at itself. What is that? And is that really going to be beneficial to a person individually going within in self-inquiry to really look into themselves as to, okay, I've done all this, I get it, you know, but then now what's next? Which is somewhat is some of the parallels, some of the writings that Sharon did in her books, And, you know, some of Buddha's teachings, all this in the sense of you're inquiring into the self. What is the self that everybody identifies with that they think they are? Well, some of the ideas in that sense are, you know, the ego is just it's a function within consciousness, and consciousness is the greater arena in a transcendent spiritual sense. So my show today, or what I named was, Is Your Ego's Habitual Survival Agenda Obstructing Your Higher Self Awakening? Well, obviously it depends. It could be obstructing it. It could be a arena of self-realization that you become transparent. That becomes transparent enough because you're not identifying with it anymore to the in the respect that you were. Now it's becoming, okay, that was nature's platform. It got me where I am here and everything. So now can I just move on, because I don't want its habitual framework kind of cloying on me, and me being really my spiritual self. And so I need to understand how this habitual self is really holding me back or obstructing me from getting into a greater real realization of what's going on here in our individual self-realization or our spiritual life. So in doing that, and this has been mentioned in a few of the disciplines over the centuries and everything, of in Sharon's books also, and in the respect of the ego has to become transparent. It has to show its true agenda, in the sense it's like seeing through the dark glass darkly. You know, I mean, it's, you got to be able to see through what you didn't know was really going on so that you can be free of it. Part of this is what we talk about here on the Edge of Truth is, you know, you shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. So what is it? What are you being free from? Okay, so big part of it is this ego habitual survival agenda that you didn't know you were involved with. Because nature is very powerful, and it is obviously a platform that most of us start out on and get pretty well entrenched in. Survival, duality, winning, losing. Keeping these going unbeknownst to our own real consciousness, which is our spirit self. It's not to say that people haven't had their breakthroughs. Obviously, they have. Some of those individuals have been our avatars, our spiritual leaders, even some of the societal leaders have come to that place. So in doing that, then let's say we get into the self-inquiry, which we're inspecting what we've done, what is valuable anymore, what are these things that we need to let go of that are obstructing us from seeing with clarity or spiritual vision, so that we can move through this and not be obstructed anymore energetically, because we thought the self-actualization achievement, pinnacles, all that was true happiness. And yet a lot of people that I've met have been let down with this. And a lot of it is that people don't even know the online agenda of nature, and the survival end of it is so prominent and primary that it just gets in the way of seeing anything else, because it's just the next day. It's the same thing. It's just that we're revolving a continual agenda unless something steps in an awakening sense. You have a real awakening agenda of, well, let's take Sharon's situation. She had a death experience where it was just, she went beyond everything, and yet it was a clear awakening in that sense. When she came back, it was, it's like these awakening experiences like that affect us in different ways. The download of that impact may take decades to really filter out and bring that into clarity as to what you really can retain from that, because it's such a blow to the ego survival agenda again, because you're going beyond it in a very powerful way and then coming back into the situation and going, okay, the ego doesn't understand that. It doesn't understand beingness. It doesn't understand the absolute that is beyond itself, because it wasn't designed to understand it. Let me say that again. It was not designed to understand the absolute or the higher spiritual self necessarily from its survival framework. It was designed for survival. And so in looking at it that way, it's like getting beyond the whole thing, we'll just say death, or just the total release of the physical, mental aspects of existence, that's pretty powerful. That would be hard to come back from, but Sharon has done it, and her books are part of this download revelation that has come through. And I think a few people that have had these experiences, say, wrote about it similarly, and it took a while, because getting that clear of a viewpoint from the viewpoint of transcendence, and then trying to bring it back into a relative thing to where everybody that's in a survival mode can understand it, is really, that's a pretty big job. You can't get it through the miasmic density of everybody telling everybody all this whatever nonsense is going on in a relative sense that they think is truth and reality, and then trying to get across a absolute truth in the sense of that you really never, your spirit never dies. I know you've probably heard a little bit of that here and there over the your explorations, your search. And so these books that she wrote can help you take that next step of self-inquiry and open it up a little more gradually. Because again, the ego does not understand the absolute. I mean, infinity is hard for the ego to understand, because it's really just a very micro speck in respect to the infinite, we'll call it. And so trying to get it across to people, it's pretty interesting to watch in the respect that they are trying to understand that from a relative mind, which is just more of a conditioned mind. It really runs on beliefs, stories, concepts. And so in doing that, it's got its own formula in how everything's going to happen here for itself, because that's the only thing it really can see. So in looking at it that way, in the sense that we'll just go back to the simple framework, if you want to call it that, of the Maslow pyramid, just get a copy of it, look through it. You can look it up on Google. Just look up Maslow's pyramid, you know, and it'll bring up pictures. Get the pictures. Then you can look at it, and in a practical sense, you can potentially see where you are there, where you have been. And let's say you reach that self-actualized place for yourself and whatever you're doing, whatever you're involved in, and just know that you can go beyond that. That's not the end of it. A lot of people kind of self-implode and get stuck there. So achieving everything, that's fine. There's nothing really right or wrong, good or bad about it. It just is what it is. And what we're talking about here is your own higher self, or the higher aspect of yourself that's always been with you. And it's kind of, you know, it can come through in the time frames, at least for me, it's come through in intuitions and epiphanies and different realizations that I've had. And that's when the, you know, your ego is kind of taking a break. That's why people get into meditation and different disciplines, so they can somewhat set that aside for a while. Let it go. It's there. It's always been there. And if it's still there when you say come back to it, we'll use that verbiage, then its survival agenda is not necessarily going to go away. Just let it be over to the side and see a lot more clearly what you can see without it just obstructing your true visions and higher self awakening for yourself. Again, this has to happen internally for yourself. You have to awaken. And like we've talked about on the show over the years, you know, that's just the beginning. And think about how powerful nature really is in the sense of the survival agendas. That you have to go through all this to get to a point of, okay, I was doing all that, and for what? I didn't even know why I was doing it. Somebody told me to do it. Told me to be a doctor, a lawyer. I did it because my parents did it. This is a church or schools told me to do it. So that's really nothing to do with you really making any kind of awakened decision for you. And that you is the one beyond all the survival agendas. And so what I'm trying to do here today is just get back into looking at it. Again, I talked a little bit about it a few weeks ago from the respect of the reptilian brain, its survival agendas, you getting caught up in the fight or flight, duality, good or bad, high or low. And when you can move beyond that for a little bit. Now, we do this in our martial arts training, is to get people beyond that so that they can see how resistant they are. And we are, one of our main principles is non-resistance. So getting out of the habitual self of resistance helps us to see that there is a flow to the universe, and that you can awaken to it, step into it, find out what you're really doing here, and get out of this conditioned hierarchy of, say, the Maslow pyramid, which is just another concept, guys. It's not reality. So again, we're happy to have you here on The Edge of Truth. Sharon wasn't here with us today, but we'll see you again on The Edge of Truth next week. Take care. And I hope some of these practical ideas and viewpoints helps you get beyond your ego's habitual survival agenda. for your own higher self awakening. Take care.